Welcome to the Awakening to Abundance podcast. I'm your host, Athena. This podcast is more than a podcast. It's a transformative journey designed to help you awaken to your abundance, for you to discover what living the fullness of life means to you, and to co-create that life in this podcast community. As always, we're jumping right in with today's episode. Welcome to this episode of the podcast. And this episode in particular is actually going to be a story from the past, so about a year and a half ago when I created this voice note originally, and then a lesson from today's time, right now, as we're doing the podcast, as it's launched in real time. We're in 2025 currently. So with that being said, before we hop into the voice note from a year and a half ago, I want to talk about two terms that I use in the voice note. And the first one is spiritual bypassing. And when I say spiritual bypassing, what I mean to say essentially is using spiritual ideas or concepts to avoid something or someone that is uncomfortable, painful, or difficult to deal with. And then the second term that I want to talk about is inspired action. And I'll talk more about this at the end of the voice note when we talk about the lesson as well. But just so that you have a broad understanding of what inspired action is when you are in alignment, when you are tapping into your authentic self, right, into your intuition, and you get an idea or an impulse or an action item to do that will move you along whatever it is that you're trying to create or what you're trying to manifest, right? So it could be as simple and easy as I'm realizing that sometimes people are having issues with figuring out what podcast order this podcast is in. Okay. So an insight or an idea has popped into my mind to actually label them episode 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, blah, 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 right? So something that is inspired from an insight that then you take action on. It's inspired action. I hope that you enjoy the voice note, and I will be back with you at the end of the voice note.
I feel like I've been doing a spiritual bypass with staying small because it was easier to stay small and not to go for it and to just stay where I was. And now I've gotten so sick and tired of my stories of staying small and almost using it as a crutch to stay small. This idea that I will be led to take the uncomfortable action and it'll be inspired action, but the inspired action can be to take the uncomfortable action. In fact, I think that's what it is a lot. But because it felt like uncomfortable action and I was having a thought of inspired action not being uncomfortable, just feeling right, I was really doing the spiritual bypass. Well, okay, if it was inspired action, if it was really my next move, then it would feel more comfortable. And in reality, that's not it at all. The reality is that the uncomfortable action is what expands us. The uncomfortable thoughts and the uncomfortable feelings, and then the action that comes from that is what helps us grow. It's what helps us become someone different. It helps us become who we're meant to be. It actually, even though it feels uncomfortable, is what is getting us to another level, another space that's closer, more aligned with who we're really meant to be. because we're not supposed to be or meant to play small in our own lives. So what I was viewing as inspired action was really the uncomfortable action that helps us grow. But because I was so convinced that inspired action meant easier action, I didn't take the action. And I'm not saying that inspired action isn't always easier or doesn't feel in flow, because I do believe that there is that as well, that flow. But I think that when there's not this second component of it's going to be uncomfortable, but that's because it's going to expand us and grow us and up-level us, that's when we play small for too long and we don't recognize the inspired action that could be taken that is also uncomfortable and can lead to growth. Okay, I'm back. 2025 Athena. In the now, Athena. So it's really interesting because this particular voice note really is almost a processing of something that's going on that I have the insight into saying, oh my gosh, for so long I've been doing this kind of spiritual bypass of taking action and playing on a bigger level, on a larger level, on a soul level that feels more aligned, because I believe at that time, right, that I can play bigger, that I can do more than whatever I'm doing at the time, that life is bigger, grander, more exciting. And I know that I get to step into that big life, but I am struggling with the inspired action piece, because what I was taught was that, or what I thought I was being taught, was that inspired action was supposed to feel really easy and really good, and as if I'm floating or flowing, right? And it comes to me. And while there is definitely room for all of that, oftentimes when we are starting something new, or we are moving into the unknown, or we are doing something that freaks our ego out because it wants us to stay safe, it wants us to stay the way that we are, and it doesn't want us to grow and expand into anything else, because then it has to grow and expand into something else, we can have moments of inspired action that feel really good and aligned with our desires and who we want to become, but we don't follow them because the ego is so much louder. And I would even say, looking back on this now, there was a little bit of confusion around what real, true inspired action was, because my ego wanted me to stay that way, right? It wanted me to be in confusion. Sometimes we want to be so clear, we want things to be so smooth and so easy and so clear, that we forget that whenever we tried to learn anything new, there were some bumps in the road. It wasn't, I just got up on my bicycle and rode my bike one day, right? There were steps on the way to that. Like, I learned to balance first. I learned to have 5 seconds of being up on the bicycle. I had a parent pushing me along, helping me along. And then I finally learned to ride the bicycle. I probably fell. I know I fell a few times, right? I had training wheels on even at one point. Okay. So yes, inspired actions, when you're in like a project or a creation or a manifestation, and you're just expanding that manifestation, making it bigger, better, more fulfilling, etc., that can feel super easy. But in the beginning, when we're really just kind of coming out into the new manifestation, it can feel more like an uncomfortable yet exciting idea, impulse, inspired action. Also, there are moments in our journey where it's okay to just be. Because the other part of what is happening in that voice note is I am trying to go between two worlds. One world is where I am, and one world is playing bigger. And there's this whole other world in between, right? Because everything are steps. Everything is steps. And so I was getting frustrated with myself because I wasn't over here in the manifestation yet. I was still here playing what I called small. And we can often, and this is why the ego is so tricky, because on one hand, it's like, stay where you are. And then on the other hand, it's like, and also look over there and notice that you're not doing anything. So see, you're not doing anything, so you can't do it anyway. So just stay over here. But there's this impetus on doing something either way, right? Like, you know that you're here and you want to be here. And so you need to, or you want to be doing something to get there, and you just feel stuck. And sometimes this in-between world is exactly where you're meant to be. Because sometimes this in-between world is giving you lessons, asking you to slow down, to hear a little bit more, and not to actually move into the doing mode, but to see what else there is for you to be. Is there another level of beingness that you actually need in order to fully hear that next inspired action? And for me, even though I was getting fed up with myself for not doing anything and not pushing myself along and making my big life happen, what I really need, looking back in that moment, is exactly what I got. It was a deeper level of being. Because here's the interesting part of this whole manifestation thing, is in my heart of hearts, I wanted, and still do, ease. And so as much as I wanted to push myself along, my soul's journey knows that I'm going to get down the road toward my manifestation a lot more joyfully if I'm doing it at a pace that is slower than my ego is saying, you have to do, and push. And when you learn to be in the beingness instead of the do, which this is the lesson that previous Athena is learning by still sitting in the beingness when she wants to do, is this beautiful sense of allowing the universe to lead and guide you, and learn to love the process. Learn to love the becoming. Learn to be patient. And learn to love the journey. Not just allow it to be and like, yeah, okay, I guess this is part of the journey. Okay, yeah, I've been here before. Yeah, I know this part. It's uncomfortable and I don't really love it that much, but I know that I have to get through it in order to get to the manifestation. But instead, learn to really love and accept exactly where you are. Because when you learn to love and accept exactly where you are, none of it feels like this massive, I'm here, I want to move to here journey. It doesn't feel overwhelming. It doesn't feel like you can't do it. Because you know that every step is part of the process, is part of the journey, and you've learned to love the becoming. And we've talked a little bit about this, but when we're manifesting, it's never really about the thing that we're manifesting. It's about who we are becoming in the process that really lights our souls up. Okay. So inspired action can feel like the next right thing, and it can feel nice and flowy, and it can feel beautiful. And there are moments where you step in and it feels like a beautiful excitement and also super nerve-wracking all at the same time. And I'll just share a quick story about this. And part of this is up-leveling in our abundance, up-leveling what we believe is available for us. And when we take these bigger inspired actions, we learn to do that more often, and then it feels a little bit easier each time, of course. And then you up-level again, and you play even bigger and bigger and bigger. That is what up-leveling is. But for me, the most recent example of a really excited and yet very nervous inspired action was, I said this in the beginning of the podcast, which was what, a week ago, I really want to go to Hawaii, and I really want to do the nomadic living experience in Hawaii. And I have been doing my research, and so I want to go to Kauai for 3 weeks. I want to go to the Big Island for 4 weeks, and I want to go to Maui for 6 weeks, and 6 weeks in Maui because there are two smaller islands that I want to visit. So I'm giving a couple more weeks for that. And I was writing in my journal, and this is a great practice if you want to try it. I dated it the specific date that I want to leave for this beautiful 13-week living experience. And I was going through it, and I was saying, you know, how excited I am to be dropped off at the LAX airport and flying to Kauai and all of this. And at the end of the journal entry, I got this small intuitive thought that said, how about you just buy the ticket to Kauai now? Like right now, just do it. Just do it. Take that inspired action step. And then it was like, oh, this sounds so exciting. And then it was like, oh, well, shit. But like, that means it's going to be real, like really, really real. And I don't have all the details. I don't have where I'm going to stay. I don't have what that next 4 weeks is going to look like. I don't have all the details. And me having been a super planner in the past, this is another level of surrendering to life and the universe to say, okay, I'm taking this inspired step. It's really big. It's really scary. It's really fucking exciting. And you're going to have my back, right? Universe, right? The details are just going to come together, right? All right. I believe. I'm putting it out there. I'm going to do this. And so I did. And so I am really excited about all of that. And that is what happens when you take these inspired actions, whether they be big, huge, or small. This is what happens. And then the last thing I'll say is that everything expands at the rate it's meant to expand. So even though I was saying and getting frustrated with myself for playing small, you don't force a bud to open, right? It blooms on its own. It blooms in the time that it's meant to. And even though we often feel this time pressure and this pressure of worthiness, right? And this pressure to feel fulfilled, when we slow down and we tune in and we allow for things to bloom in its own time, we receive so much more than the manifestation that we're going after than we could ever imagine. Because again, there is a level of surrendering to the moment, to the present moment, and to what currently is. So although I said, you know, I'm getting tired of playing small, it's like that moment right before the bud blooms. There's all this momentum and there's all this energy. And finally, it blooms and it's beautiful and it's gorgeous. And that's what we are in the manifestation process. And when we surrender to an infinite intelligence that knows when exactly the best moment to bloom is, we are incredibly beautiful to behold, not only for ourselves being the beautiful flower in all of our playing big glory, but we've done it in an aligned, authentic way where other people notice and also say, wow, how did you do that? How are you so beautiful? Can you teach me? Can you help me to learn to be that small bud that's on its way? It's gaining momentum. It's growing. It's doing all the things it's meant to do. And then bloom into my abundance, into what I'm meant to create, right? So wherever you are in your journey this week, I hope that you will give yourself some grace. And I hope that you will remember that you are always in some way the bud that is moving toward your blooming manifestation. And so it is. Thank you for listening to this podcast episode and being part of this community. I want to hear from you. Did something resonate with you in this episode? Are you experiencing awakenings or synchronicities in your life? Do you have any questions or ideas for the podcast in general? Email me at podcast@abundancewithathena.com or DM me on Instagram at @abundancewithathena and share with me your stories. And with your permission, I'll share them with our community. And until next time, keep awakening to the abundance that's always within you.